You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you like what you're hearing right now? Then be sure to check out VOC Nation. Whether it's on VOCNation.com or your favorite podcast provider, VOC Nation offers the greatest in live and on-demand content, great interviews, and incredible insight from those who have lived the business. 7 days a week, VOCNation.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is the Dragon talking at you. Ricky Steamboat, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to The Room.
Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter odds or this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark straight a light at the end.
My apologies, guys. I was muted there. Welcome back to In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network on VOCNation.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your support. And to call in tonight, the website is callvoc.com. Just go there. If it's not working, and some people have had technical issues tonight, go in and delete your cookies. Go in and delete your cookies, because that's essentially a domain that the forwarding is getting changed every show. So just to keep that in mind. So it's callvoc.com. If you get that stupid error 404, just delete your cookies and it should come up. So Brady Hicks here. We have a lot to talk about tonight. I have with me, as always, Matt Grimm. How you doing, Matt?
Oh, my God, Brady. There's so much to unpack today. We're not used to having to discuss this much actual news in one day.
I know. We're probably going to blow our load, but it'll be okay.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. Well, that is not it. There is a lot to talk about tonight. We also have Howard Morgan joining us. What's going on, Howard?
Not much, man. After weeks of trying to limp through a two-hour broadcast with very little to say, yeah. I don't think we'll have that problem tonight. And I don't care what you say about my cookies. I can never have too many cookies around. So don't be telling me to get rid of my cookies, all right?
Well, they, you know, they yeah. In this case, cookies equal bad. So
don't toss them.
Yeah, as long as you don't toss your cookies, you're fine.
If you stick with salad, you can toss that.
You can toss your salad, sure.
Yeah. Well, I can't toss, man. I'm not that flexible. Kathy Fitz, everybody. What's going on, Kathy?
You just get more sick every time I come on.
It is a sickness. We got a couple of callers in the line. We're going to get to you guys in short order. Dave, you're up first. Batura, I didn't forget about you. And I saw that Rat Boy tried to connect, but he didn't turn on. He didn't approve his microphone or his video. So we had to boot him from it. So hopefully Rat Boy will call back in. I know everybody.
Oh, how are we going to get through the show without Rat Boy?
We'll find a way. We'll persevere. I suspect he'll be on shortly. So I wake up this morning and I have this like this app that just gives me like wrestling headlines that I missed overnight, Matt. So my phone was going nuts this morning. Raw is going to be on Netflix. The Rock is now a board member for WWE. The Rock gets his name back. Kevin Patrick is no longer on SmackDown. Which of these is not like the others? There is a lot to unpack tonight. I think the biggest, the most obvious one is Netflix, which, you know, the rich keep getting richer. That is a huge deal. They're getting paid, I understand, twice as much as they were getting paid by the USA Network, and they're not missing out on the network because that's where SmackDown's going. That's a huge deal.
You'd almost think WWE is like a university at this point with the amount of money that they're just pulling in. And
I know. So I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I'm just like, this is crazy. You know, they're now across the three major streaming three of the major streaming platforms, I could say, you know, between their stuff with Peacock, obviously USA Network, Peacock, Netflix, and Hulu has WWE content on there too. Specifically that new reality show with Bianca Belair and her husband. I can't think of his name at the moment. That's why I'm pausing. It's huge, you know. The only question I have, Matt, is how is Netflix going to feel when WWE spends all their time plugging Peacock and USA Network and CW every week?
I mean, I imagine they probably are going to feel the same way that Fox feels when they plug other stuff happening on the network. And, yeah, it's – I mean, look, if these companies aren't going to pony up the money to get – the whole package, then this is just part of it, I guess. I don't know what else to say.
Well, it'll be interesting for sure. I'm also thinking, and this is something that we've talked about for quite a while now, I'm thinking this is the beginning of all those unnecessary commercial breaks and need for replays and things like that, because they're not going to be forced to make a 3-hour show.
That's true. They won't need a 3-hour show anymore.
Yeah, they might do it anyway, but.
Yeah, but then how much longer does a 3-hour show become mundane wise without the commercial breaks? Like, I feel like you don't have enough content to fill 3 hours now. Now you're adding, you know, the extra, 45 minutes of commercials, you know,
The way it formats now is they have almost 2 hours of content with an hour of commercials.
Right.
And ironically, of that amount, there's probably about 25 minutes of wrestling of the 2 hours. But that aside, you know, if you cut out that hour of commercials, because Netflix doesn't traditionally offer commercials, do they? I know there's talk that they might do that.
No, they do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
There's talk that they might, but they haven't. Yeah.
There is a plan with the lowest tier plan has ads, which almost makes me think that a live Raw still might have ads, because if you're Netflix and if you have the cheap, you know, the cheapest tier plan with ads, how are you going to watch Raw and you're going to be forced to sit through ads while nobody else is? I'm willing to bet that even the people who have the, you know, the higher tier ad free plan are still going to see commercials during Raw. I don't know how they're going to make that work yet, but I like, or maybe they'll do it something like the way that Peacock does it for the pay-per-views or the PLEs, whatever you want to call them now, where if you have the cheap plan, you're looking at commercials. If you have the more expensive ad-free plan, you're just looking at a video package instead. I'm wondering if it's going to be something like that.
I hope not. I just assume there wouldn't be commercials. I don't know. You know. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see kind of what it becomes. Let's go to the phones. I've got this guy, Dave. I'm really curious to bring him on right now. He said he's got questions for us. I don't know if we've got answers. What's going on, Dave? How you doing tonight?
Hey, Brady. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
This has been an absolute crazy day. I got to be honest with you. So here's how I look at it. If I could just weigh in on a few things, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First thing right off the bat, I get the reasoning financially. It makes a heck of a lot of sense for WWE. They went after the best deal possible. That I understand. From a traditional fan standpoint, I'm not going to lie. I'm not exactly ecstatic about it with the fact that I'm so used to appointment TV and being able to watch it when I can, you know, watch it from my TV. I understand the Roku and all that, but I just prefer the cable in general. Plus, if anything, I like the feature of being able to have the on-demand. Now, the second aspect I looked at of it also is that I'm not really a Netflix guy. I don't really need it. I look at almost like another, like, you know, money drain for no reason. I do Peacock because Peacock makes sense. Can you see Netflix trying to be more competitive? Like, can you see them possibly working with cable companies, adding an on-demand channel or, for Netflix, you know, after this deal commences? Because it's very similar to me. It almost reeks of the NFL and Amazon Prime, because everybody has Amazon Prime. And I heard a lot of people complaining about not being able to watch the football games and stuff like that when they put them on Amazon Prime. I'm almost wondering how that's going to affect the average fan who doesn't do the streaming, or the older fan who doesn't really do it and wants to be able to watch a Monday Night Raw, for example.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a loaded question. I don't know what you guys think, but I'm kind of looking at it like, I think they're assuming, and they've kind of assumed basically for the last 10 years since launching the WWE Network, I think they're assuming that most fans are going to embrace streaming if that's the only way that they can see certain things. If that's the case, I couldn't tell you. I didn't hear that people were having trouble streaming, for example, the NFL on Prime. I know they were complaining about the quality. I haven't heard anything about like not being able to see it.
I did read a report that they lost 10 million viewers at least switching it to Amazon Prime, but I haven't heard anything about, you know, the people that had Prime being able to watch it.
Yeah. But I mean, make no mistake about it. They're worried about the money they're bringing in, not the viewers.
Oh, no question about it. But you know what? You bring up an excellent point, and it was also what I was going to allude to as well for my second thing. But what do you think is going to happen with the future of Peacock? Because I personally like Peacock, and what I use with that, I even was able to get it around the holidays, and I got a very good deal to be able to watch WWE pay-per-views for the entire year. Okay. I like it because it gives you options. It gives you the benefit of pay-per-views. Can you see Netflix also being, you know, the ones to start broadcasting WWE pay-per-views? Can you see this expanding, or do you see the Peacock relationship, you know, continuing? What do you think is going to be the future of Peacock as pertains to WWE?
Well, okay, so Peacock is owned by NBC, which I guess also owns USA Network. So their last deal for Raw, I believe, included some of these tenets that became the pay-per-views and the other specials on Peacock. So, you know, there's the cable package part of it and the streaming part of it. So I don't think the contract with Peacock is going away anytime soon, especially since they kind of re-upped with SmackDown instead of Raw. As far as Netflix, I wasn't aware that Netflix was able to stream live events. I didn't realize that was a capability that they were even looking to be able to do. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken. I to me, it's all new.
It's definitely new. It's very fresh. I almost wonder, and I don't know if you could, you know, weigh on this as well. Do you know how long WWE's deal is with Peacock at the moment? Like how long their contract is for?
Offhand, no. No, I don't. But I assume that it got renewed as part of the deal with SmackDown. WWE Peacock. I'm just looking it up. Howard, what do you think about that? Anything? 2026.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't think Netflix could essentially live broadcast things. I wouldn't, you know, rule out the possibility of Netflix doing a pod, you know, not a podcast, doing a premium live event. I might even go out on a limb and say they might have their own pay-per-view, you know, like a Netflix, Netflix only exclusive kind of deal. I don't think it'll be a major one. I think it'll be kind of like, remember the old In Your House pay-per-views, those smaller ones? But I think it'll be exclusive to Netflix and only available on Netflix. I'm sorry?
Exclusive to Raw?
Well, it's exclusive to I imagine it would have to be Raw because that's who they have it. You know, so it would be a Raw-only pay-per-view.
Dave, how far back do you go with wrestling? Are you a longtime fan?
Oh yeah, Die Hard. I've been literally watching, you know, from the late 80s.
Okay, cool. Yeah, me too. So
that's not that far back. Late 80s. Come on, guys.
Young Howard, we're not old like
that. Thank you. I appreciate you.
God.
Yeah, no. In all seriousness, it's really a very interesting situation because, you know, I guess I'm more old school, but from my standpoint, it's like, okay, I'm going to pay for Peacock. Now I got to pay for Netflix just to watch Monday Night Raw. And it's like, it's not something I'm exactly doing, you know, twirls over, but I think this is like, you know, where it's headed. But I wonder also, can you see Netflix offering a more competitive pricing or a more reasonable pricing, especially with Raw coming along? Similar to what Peacock does?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, they've been floating around with different tiers for a while now. In particular, I was reading how they're getting rid of the sharing, you know. So now they're going to have like a new sharing tier where your password can go across multiple homes, basically. Whereas like before, people would just share their passwords and just stream the stuff, you know.
Exactly.
I think Matt talked about the advertising, which would just basically. Like, unlike Hulu, which would insert them an annoying amount of times, like, I think Netflix just inserts the commercial before you watch the show, I believe, or maybe at the end as well. But it's not like a constant thing where they're hitting you with ads. If it becomes a constant thing where they're hitting you with ads, I could see a new tier with that, where you're paying essentially to not have those commercials. Although in Peacock's case, I find it just as annoying because, like Matt said, they're just using those to hit you over the head with replays and reenactments of what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So that's annoying.
I definitely agree with you with that. I just want to ask you one other thing. SmackDown, what have you heard? I've heard rumors, supposedly, and it might just be people just throwing out stuff, that supposedly SmackDown is going to wind up on Tuesday nights in USA. Did you hear anything about that, or has there been any, you know, talk on the future of a SmackDown? I know NXT is rumored to go to the CW.
Yeah, NXT is going to CW as far as I know. From what I understand, they haven't. I haven't heard anything about them picking a date for a day of the week for SmackDown. I know Fox really wanted them on Friday night because they felt that was like a good night for kids to be home. It was a natural lead-in where they could plug the football and the other stuff that they had going on, you know, that weekend. So it made a lot of sense for Fox. For USA, I don't think it makes as much sense. So I would imagine it'll settle on a Tuesday or a Thursday like it's been in the past. Would be my guess, but what do I know, you know? USA really wants to give WWE every opportunity to succeed in the ratings. That's why they'll probably won't put it on Wednesday opposite AEW, even though they're not necessarily scared of the competition. It's like, why do that if you don't have to, you know?
Exactly. I mean, literally, they have more options to go with, and USA's had a longstanding, you know, relationship with WWE for many years.
Sure. Now, to take it back to, you had that question about the pay-per-view streaming.
Yes.
Howard, you had that great idea, and we've been talking about this for a while. If you remember when they did the brand split, they tried to do separate pay-per-views at some point for the different brands.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And I feel they should
keep everything separate.
They didn't, though, because they weren't sustainable, because people didn't want to pay the same amount of money for a pay-per-view when you're only getting half the stars, which I understand. You know, it's not like they bought, if they had, they bought WWE, had they bought WCW and kept them as an entirely different entity, then that model of having separate pay-per-views probably would have worked. But they didn't do that. You know, they combined the roster and then split it in half. And so, like, yeah, you might get some of the stars that you like for a pay-per-view, but some of those Raw shows in particular early on in the brand split, like, you could just see how thin they were.
Yeah.
You know, they were forced to make people main eventers before they were really ready. I think they're in a much better position now to do exclusive pay-per-views, and they don't have to worry about the numbers because Peacock and Netflix respectively would kind of absorb that.
No, definitely 100%. And you know what? This big deal with Netflix, you know, really taught me, you know, one thing besides WWE being, you know, amazingly profitable more than I think people realize. I think when it comes to things, and this is just from a personal standpoint, when it comes to things like, you know, to deal with Fanatics, I personally use Fanatics for a lot of sports stuff, okay?
Okay.
And I get a lot of good deals on their clearance and stuff like that. WWE, whatever's going on Fanatics, I don't know who manages or what does it. There is the same stuff over and over again, the same prices, same discounts. It's almost like it's almost worthless to me, the way it's set up. And I wonder if you have any, you know, thoughts on that as far as, you know, with Fanatics, because it's definitely a lot more different than it was under the old WWE shop.
Oh, Fanatics?
Yeah, because literally it's the same pricing every time with Fanatics. And when you do Fanatics on their own website, they have so much more to offer than whatever's going on with WWE. So I almost wonder, like, what's the whole purpose with that partnership right now? Because it just doesn't seem to be really, you know, beneficial. But, you know, hey, I could be wrong. WWE just made a $500 million deal with Netflix. But just from what I've seen, it doesn't seem the right way.
I haven't heard anything about that specifically, but I would assume, just knowing from, like, other things that I've bought, like, some NFL stuff from Fanatics and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's more cheaply made than if I were to go to NFL shop. So you're kind of getting what you're paying for. I'm assuming that WWE just figures, hey, more opportunities for merchandise, you know, without really costing us anything. That's how I'm assuming that's how they look at it. But, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you could variably write about that, especially with all the football title belts and everything. I mean, there's definitely a lot. You know, it's definitely a lot going on. I mean, I've gotten some amazing stuff with Fanatics, but, you know, everybody's different. I'm just saying from a personal standpoint, it's just the same prices of the same offerings, and it really goes absolutely nowhere. But again, you know, WWE is not concerned about me. They're concerned about, you know, the big deals with Netflix and making that money. I can't sit here and lie and say it differently.
One of the other listeners, Harry Barnett, he brings up a really good point, which I did overlook, to be fair. So what we're really talking about here, we're looking at this from a U.S. perspective. I'm assuming you're in the U.S., Dave.
I'm in New York.
New York. Okay. How'd you find us, by the way?
Just from looking on Facebook, you know, I saw some stuff. I mean, it doesn't seem to really be enough, like, live call-ins and stuff anymore. So this was kind of cool. I figured I'd check you guys out.
Well, thanks for checking us out, and please definitely come back soon. Harry Barnett brought up the point that Peacock is really just a United States thing. So people outside of the U.S., and I'm assuming Canada, are getting everything on Netflix. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, pay-per-views, everything on Netflix.
Well, so I guess that means that's the end of the WWE Network, right?
Because
it only existed in foreign markets, right?
I think he's right, actually.
He's right, because I know friends that are overseas, and they tell me that in Canada and throughout, they still get the WWE Network. We get Peacock.
Yeah, the Peacock was just a U.S. thing. That American brand of cock, I guess you'd say.
Interesting. Can I say one TNA question? I'm curious about something as well.
I'm a TNA fan.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, okay, me too, yeah.
So I heard a rumor. I don't know if it holds any water. I don't know if he was spitting in the wind. But Santino Marella was asked, or, you know, whichever his, you know, name is now, of course, you know, what's going on with TNA in the future. And he's like, you know, they're working on a big TV deal. And I'm looking at him like, well, that's the first I've heard of it. From a personal standpoint, my concern is the ratings are so low right now on, Access TV. I get the reasoning because they, you know, they have a good relationship with the network. I think they own the network. That's fine. But the ratings are so low. I don't know how they can attract even a Spike TV type, network, you know, with their product. Can you see any future with that? Or how do you do that when your ratings are a little over 100,000?
Yeah, and it's tough too, because that's really basically, aside from like maybe a 1 year period, that's basically all that their ratings have ever been. I don't know. I mean, I think there's plenty of demand for wrestling, and that helps them. And the fact that they're able to make use of a lot of former WWE talent, I think that helps them. My guess would be, like, they would have been a company that I would have looked at maybe at, when WWE was talking about including various independents on their network. I think that would have been a great deal for them, you know. It would have given them more exposure. They're certainly not pretending that WWE doesn't exist. You know what I mean? So,
no, definitely
like,
not. That, there's like, plenty of references.
Yeah. I mean, AEW doesn't pretend that they – and that's a wise strategy. When you're the number two or number three, Matt, what did ECW always do? You know?
I mean, it was endless with
that's
them.
Facts.
They talked about it not constantly, about WWE and WCW. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like TNA could almost benefit from streaming because the numbers wouldn't matter if they could find the right provider. Did that answer your question, or did I just, like, go off the rails?
No. You were definitely very helpful with that. I'm almost thinking about their own streaming service they have right now, but, I mean...
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but from a flagship standpoint, I do agree. I think they would benefit with that, but I don't know. It just seems, you know, like a difficult mountain to climb when you're only bringing in over 100K weekly at best, you know, to try to attack, I mean, to try to attract like a Spike TV or some type of major network to, you know, the broadcast, you're not throw you on, you know, like it used to be on Fox Sports back in the day. I mean, it seemed like it's a very interesting, you know, situation.
It is interesting. And I think it's only going to get better. I actually, I'm surprised that TNA hasn't done more with AEW. Because they were really turning a lot of heads when they did, you know. But it gave them access to talent, and it gave them the ability to put some of their talent on AEW TV to talk about TNA and what they had going on, you know.
Definitely.
To be fair, it also allowed their world champion to lose his belt to Kenny Omega.
That's true. That's true.
Back when Kenny was,
you got to give something.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Brady, but before I let you go, I want to ask you on the spot. This Saturday, do you think Roman drops the belt?
No.
Wow. So you think he'll walk into Mania? Do you think he walks out of Mania the champion, the way things seems right now?
I'm assuming, and there's been so much talk about Cody and finishing the story, and so many people. I was actually shocked that people were that upset that Cody didn't win the belt last year at WrestleMania. Because I kind of expected Roman to win. I think Cody's going to... I think Cody's going to win the belt. I think Cody's going to win the belt, and I think Roman will take some time off. Would I do it necessarily? That's hard to say. It's hard to say because I feel like if you wait too long on Cody, then you're going to miss that moment, and he's not going to have the momentum that he has.
100%. But we were just talking, I agree.
Yeah. But we were just talking about it on like a show chat today. Unfortunately, Howard isn't with us. Matt and I agree that, like, what is so special about Cody? Like, I feel like there's 8 or 9 guys on that show that are over. Why Cody? I don't see it. I'm not saying he's bad, but
they already have their most important title on the face of the company. It's to me, I think if you want to switch things up, then you turn real face and you let him do the heels what he's been doing to the baby faces for the last 3 years.
Yeah, and then you switch back again.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
that would definitely make my head spin.
and then he can lose the title after having it for 8 years. Yeah.
Oh, geez, please don't.
Who knows?
And Cody's going to win the point.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let me let you do your thing. I don't want to take up the other time from the calls, but I appreciate your time.
Thanks for calling in, man. Please do so again. It was great to talk to you.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Have a good night.
All right. Take care, Dave. Well, there you have it. See, there are other people besides Ratboy and Tori that listen. Pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, and TNA's going to be in Philly the week of Mania also.
Oh, are they? Okay. Are they doing a show at the arena?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay. Kathy's doing dog fighting.
Oh, damn dog and cat fight.
Cat fight!
Cat fight!
Cat fight!
So immature.
Yeah.
I'm so immature.
Yeah, what but is, they're going to do a show at the arena.
They're going to do a show at the arena. Okay. Well, I would like to check that out. That could be cool. That'd be cool. Howard, what's the problem?
I think my internet's crappy.
I think your internet's crappy too. I have a caller here, and I have other callers too, but I have a caller here. They call themselves Howard's favorite, and I didn't want to bring them on without Howard because that seemed like that wasn't the right move.
I don't like where this is going.
Do you know anything about this, Howard?
Yeah, you can bring him on.
Okay. Howard's favorite. You're on the air. What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Microphone, maybe you're muted.
Yeah, are you muted?
You are. Hold on, there you go.
Gilbert. What?
Calling again. Gilbert.
Go birds. That's my grandkids and my daughter.
Oh, nice. They don't mean the Ravens, do they?
No.
Good. Because I can finally wear my Patrick Mahomes jersey after a year, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, they're Eagles fans relocated down to Georgia.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
It's a lonely territory down there.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
And they're getting Belichick next year.
Yeah. I don't understand why we can't have them. I want a cheating coach.
We have
Yeah, right?
What's going on, guys?
Go ahead.
We call you Dada?
Jaja.
Jaja. Like Jar Jar Binks, kind of, but Jaja.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's my dad. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him in a few years.
Oh. Wow.
All right, we can put her on mute anytime you want.
his internet is going. He's got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. My internet's going.
I guess I'll see you in another 3 years.
Well, he's here.
I'll see you. Yeah, I'll see you at Murray's graduation. How's that? I'm talking high school graduation.
Oh.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for calling in, and let me see you for a second.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Bye.
Bye.
That was cute. There was a joke there, you know. I was going to be like, well, don't worry. I'll be your daddy. But no.
I thought it was going to be Rat Boy.
No.
Howard's favorite? That scared me for a second.
Oh.
This was much better.
Yes, much better than Rat Boy.
This is much better, however, ..
Oh, boy. Oh,
you bastard.
We went from the top to the very bottom.
You arrogant bastard.
What's going on, Tora?
What's going on?
Tora's up there. I thought it was somebody else coming on.
That'll be next.
There's some poison into the show.
We go in order here. Tora, I saw you were at AEW. I need a live report from the show.
All right. Well, we had good seats.
Early.
Yeah, we had good seats. They were 102, row U, seat 14 and 15.
14 and 15, okay.
We was close by the stage and not that far from the ring.
Okay. Did you see Dustin? I think he was there.
No, he wasn't there.
He was sitting front row. He had front row tickets.
Yeah.
And
he sits at the timekeeper's table now.
Yeah.
The tickets were $28 a piece. So I ordered like two tickets for me and my daughter.
Okay.
So all together it was like $74.30.
Cool.
Yeah, and I took a lot of pictures. And plus I had to put on my glasses because I was blind as a bat.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Your eyes are kind of like all over right now.
Yeah, so I can see right now. Yeah, it's just that at nighttime I'd be having little problems.
You're like a bat. No, bats can see at night, right?
Right,
bats can see at night.
Well, or they can hear. They talk, and then the sound bounces off things, right?
Right.
That's how I thought. Yeah.
There were, the Ring of Honor was there. They had eight wrestling matches. Yeah. They had their match first. That had started at 6 o'clock, and then Collision had started at 7.
You know, Tora, I always said that the Ring of Honor, it was a huge miscalculation on their part. But their main title, they missed a real opportunity. They could have had a gold engraved ring that they called the Ring of Honor, and the champion wears a ring instead of a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. But there was a fight there.
Thanks for your support on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome anytime. Even though it was my first time being there at Schaefer's Arena, because I never been there before. And they didn't accept cash there. You had to use your debit or credit card or just get a card out of the machine. Which actually costs like $25 through $105.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And their food was a little bit expensive. Their drinks was expensive.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're at a stadium, you know?
Yeah.
That's why arena. You sneak your own food in.
Not the stadium. Arena.
Well, okay. Sorry, I use the word stadium and arena interchangeably.
Yeah, that's the difference between stadium and arena.
What's the difference?
Because it's a college arena. Because they be having SLU college basketball games.
Is this true, Matt? Is that the difference between an arena and a stadium?
And then you got the stadium has
heard that.
Baseball. Yeah, baseball.
Stadium's outdoors.
Yeah, outdoors.
Yeah, I thought stadium was outdoors and arenas in a closed building.
Yeah,
that's right. Because when the NHL plays outside, they call it the Stadium Series.
Yeah.
I'll still use them interchangeably, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not that bright, Tora.
Well, we had like two things of nachos, cheeseburger, french fries, so a soda for my daughter, a soda for you.
Does that mean that that was a stadium? Because that was outdoors, wasn't it?
It was outdoors, but the event was indoor. It's closed door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like when Matt Hardy was appearing in different parts of the stadium?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I got
but you. It had like 70-something thousand people.
Wow, that's pretty... Did they really... Is that what they announced? Because they lied about... They lied about when they were in the UK.
Hmm. I don't know about that one. They said but,
like 100,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't lie. They just used WWE math is all they did.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. It would have been really great if they announced it as like 93,493. Yeah.
But then we had...
I'm glad you had fun. Did you meet any of the wrestlers?
Nah, I didn't meet any of the wrestlers, but Dean Ambrose, former Dean Ambrose, which is also John Moxley, he came from the concession stands through the stairs where the audience was at.
Did he walk past you?
No, he walked past the other side. He was like 105 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, this is the kind of insight you can only get on In the Room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not great. But everybody got into a fight. The wrestlers from Ring of Honor. It's because Daniel Garcia won the match between Vega husband. He is a wrestler for WWE. Now he works for AEW.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What is his name? Malachi Black.
He was fighting Buddy Murphy.
Malachi Black.
Yeah. They was in that too, and and somebody got punched in the face, and all of a sudden, all fights were breaking out loose. Everybody from the backroom locker came out and stuff. It was crazy.
Okay, Tora. So here's the official definition of so the use of a stadium or arena typically has more to do with the sports it's designed to host. Stadiums are designed and constructed for outdoor spectator sports, such as football, baseball, or soccer. On the other hand, an arena is usually designed for sports such as basketball, ice hockey, indoor soccer or football, or tennis to take place on a smaller scale. So what that tells me, Tora, is that any place that has wrestling is neither a stadium nor an arena.
Yeah, if you come down here, you'll see it.
Okay.
All right. You come and check it out.
Down there to see it.
Yeah.
I have a layover in St. Louis for like an hour.
Oh, Lord.
Coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you excited about Netflix, Tora?
Oh, my gosh. I have all the networks on my phone. Okay. And I watch every single one, except for Prime, because I'm having a problem with Prime.
Okay.
But
I like Optimus Prime better anyway.
Yeah. But I was really shocked to see that, to hear about it this morning, because I was heading to work this morning, and all of a sudden I look on Facebook, and I was the first one that actually saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought somebody was pulling a prank or something. Because there's always something going on. And then Dustin had called me, like, when I was at work during my lunch break. And he said, did you see what happened? I was like, what? He said, Netflix. I was like, oh, yeah, I seen that. It was posted on Facebook about it. I didn't want to believe it. But
do you talk to Dustin?
Yeah.
Is he mad at us?
A little bit.
Why?
Because you had Justin on there the other day.
Justin?
Yeah, and Demi was on there too. And she had to take herself off of that because she did not want him to say anything bad about her. because he would call her like fake and everything else, which is not true.
Wait, what? When did this happen?
The other day.
What is this?
Are you tapping my line?
No, no. I added her from the group page. She was on there for a few minutes, and then she saw the list that he was on there because him and her doesn't get along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's a problem. Because he keep on accusing Dustin making fake accounts, and that's not Dustin doing it.
No, okay, so Rhea Ripley being added to our fan account had nothing to do with Dustin?
No.
Okay. Mm. All right, checks
well,
out.
He kept on getting judged about it.
Checks out. It doesn't check out.
We investigated. It checks out. We're good.
Yeah, man. Facebook looked into it. It's legit. So
one of his Facebook pages that I have.
Have you talked to Rhea Ripley on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I mean, like you had a conversation with her, like you're talking to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just can't be to answer on Messenger. You know, have you pressed that call button?
Have you been diagnosed with multiple personality disorder?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. What else can this be, Matt? I'm at a loss right now. I feel like she's defeated me.
Yeah, she's like upset. She's upset with you.
She's upset? Who, Rhea Ripley?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
of Justin.
Because of Justin and...
Justin left.
Yeah, we know that you have a problem with Seth Rollins and Dustin.
Yeah.
Is somebody getting a FaceTime call?
Whose idea was to take callers anyway?
My daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, tell Rhea Ripley to call into the show and use a different name, and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's crazy though.
She can call herself like Demi Bennett or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
I'm so confused. All right, Tora, it was great to talk to you. Thanks for clearing things up.
It was great talking with you too.
Yeah, bye-bye. I have no idea what just happened.
I don't know. We got sucked into a Twilight Zone or something.
No
Let
idea.
Me tell what? You. Rhea what? Is in with Buddy. Why would she be calling in and talking to anybody except who she has to?
Yeah, Buddy hasn't exactly been my best friend in the last couple of years, so.
I get along great with Buddy.
I do too. I'm only playing.
But let me tell you, there's no way she was talking to Rhea.
So no you way. don't think that was Rhea? I think it's Rhea on the chat, though. It has her real name. Yeah, so what I did last week was I created a chat with all the listeners. And, you know, like my little experiment, almost like a test tube experiment in a way, you know. It went crazy the second I left them unmonitored.
That's what happens when you leave kids unattended.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You got them all talking with each other, saying all their silliness. You got Rhea Ripley joining the chat. You got Justin leaving. You got Tora's friend, I guess, stop talking. I don't know.
I don't know where you find Dustin trying to impersonate her.
See, that's what I think, but he gets mad when I say that. So I'm going to say, no, I don't think it's Dustin trying to attack. I don't think it is. I think it's absolutely not Dustin.
It was somebody named Gustin instead.
Yeah.
But think about it. They get mad because you were talking bad or something about Seth Rollins. Hello.
Yeah. What's going on, Rat Boy?
What's up from Florida here?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. You doing karaoke tonight?
No.
Why are you wearing a ski cap? You're in Florida.
It's kind of windy down here right now.
Okay.
But it was been beautiful.
A hurricane?
No, it's been beautiful here. It was in the 70s today, but it just dropped down to 60. No, it's always in the 60s. And windy.
Okay.
But it's beautiful down here. I love it.
What do you got there? A tie-dye handkerchief? What are you wearing there?
Oh, this is my tie-dye thing that I bought. It says Bergen Street, New Orleans. And I just got this Hulk Hogan shirt today.
Is it a Hulk Hogan and Friends shirt? It looks like it.
Huh?
So you went to Florida to buy a Bourbon Street jacket.
Yeah. No. I seen it. It was good for the price, and I bought it. It was at a flea market.
Have you seen Rhea Ripley while you were down there?
No, but I did see Jimmy Uso down here at a gas station, but there was too many people around him.
Jimmy or Jay?
He's pumping gas?
Jimmy.
Okay.
He was down here pumping his gas, and a lot of people were just standing around and trying to get his autograph and all. He said, no, I can't give him no autographs or nothing.
He's like, yeet.
Yeet.
Mm-hmm, you know.
Yeet.
Yeet! Yeet!
But, like a dry heaving.
But I am. I already got my ticket for Monday Night Raw. I'm not going to the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I'm going to the Monday Night Raw because it's a lot cheaper than the Royal Rumble because they want $150 for no big city.
Mm-hmm.
I could pay something like $75 and sit in the fourth row.
You could climb through the ductwork and get in for free.
Yeah, I know. But my cousin knows people got there, and they gave me a good price for a ticket, and I'd be somewhere in the fourth row.
Imagine, Matt, you're using the bathroom in the arena, and Rat Boy comes up through the plumbing, right up into the sink.
That's freaking terrifying. Mm-hmm. That's like the Blob.
It could happen at your house, too.
I know. I went to Disney World. Disney Springs, right outside of Disney World.
I've been there. That's walking where I usually go when I go down for work in March.
Yeah, I had to do some business down there.
What business?
Well,
is that code word for you took a crap outside? What do you mean?
No. What happened was that when I bought a keychain, and I lost it in the park, and I've been trying to get try to get it back.
Why don't you just get a new one?
They gave me a runaround for 9 months, right? And what happened was that I went up to the lady. I said, "Listen, I want my money back. That something I bought in the park, I never got. You're supposed to email it to me. You're supposed to give it to me in the mail and all this other stuff."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "What is your email address?" And I told her, right? And she saw all the letters I've been writing and all. They came back and gave me a $75 gift certificate for an $11 keychain that I wanted. And the next day we went back over there to Disney Springs, and I got what I wanted. And okay. I'm pretty sure my cousin said Lynn Morgan was at Disney Springs walking around.
Okay. Was Bo Dallas with her?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You
know how it is, you know.
I know how it is.
Yeah, but my prediction.
Yeah, we all know.
My prediction is that Hulk Hogan is going to be in that Royal Rumble.
It certainly seemed like it on Raw.
Mm-hmm. He might just make an appearance right there, and I'd like to see Hulk Hogan versus Roman Reigns.
You're probably the only one.
Or it could be Hulk Hogan versus Jeff Rollins.
I want to blow your mind for a minute. This occurred to me today. So The Rock is 51 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Hulk Hogan is 70. Which means 22 years ago, when Hulk Hogan fought The Rock at WrestleMania 18, Hulk Hogan was only 48 years old, 3 years younger than The Rock is right now.
Hmm. Now, what it is that...
Mind blown.
I'm going to say right now, okay, Gunther's going to win it. Gunther's going to win it.
Okay.
I'm saying Gunther, and I'm going to say out of my head, I think Becky Lynch is going to win the females.
Okay.
Okay, and plus,
I agree with Becky, but I think Cody's going to win it.
It's hard to say. It might become again Gunther and Cody.
Rat Boy, before we let you go, what do you think about WWE on Netflix?
I seen that today. Yes. Thumbs up. Thumbs up on that. Because I'm good at Netflix.
One of those people that has Netflix.
Huh?
We all have Netflix here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Netflix right here on my phone.
He's got Netflix.
You know, but thumbs up on Netflix. Mm-hmm. But earlier today, I went to the Peacock Network. All those peacocks running around like crazy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, look at the pictures.
I'll do that later.
And is Kathy still on?
Kathy's on.
Guess who I was talking to earlier this week?
Rhea Ripley.
No.
Rey Mysterio.
No other than Carol Snuka.
Oh, really? How's she doing?
She's doing okay. She's living in Georgia now.
Oh.
I thought she was down here. She said, I talked to her for a little bit, and she told me, you're down there, have fun.
She headbutt you?
Yeah, I got her on Facebook.
Okay. How'd you run into her?
I got her on Facebook. I thought she was still living down in Florida, but no, she told me that she moved to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
But she knows the area. She knows the area where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the listeners wants to know what Netflix is. Can you explain what Netflix is?
Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
That's what I say. Netflix.
Right. What is it?
It's a premiere, a stream movies and all the other stuff. You got to pay for it every month. You know, I think it's $10.99 a month. But I tell you what, I'm just going to say, Howard, I'm not sure you're going to be on this Thursday, but I will be at a motorcycle bar.
Well, that would be exciting.
He seems profoundly affected by that.
I'm going to be at a motorcycle bar, you know, at a restaurant, right next door.
Do you have leather to wear?
Yeah.
Do you have chaps to wear?
He's got the chaps.
Yeah, man. I got the whole works.
Like you need to go in?
I got the whole works, man. I even got a motorcycle.
Okay. You got like the Shawn Michaels chaps without the pants underneath?
Yeah, I got the whole one. I'll be riding in with a motorcycle.
How great would it be if
all the village people will be there?
Yeah.
They're calling it biker night.
Rat Boy, have you talked to Rhea Ripley on Facebook?
No. I seen her nail. I went right to the nail. I said, wait a minute. That's Rhea Ripley. That can't be her. You know?
I'm sorry, Kathy. Just watching you chat. Before,
and there's one thing, okay? Justin, see this video. I'm in Tampa. Guess what? I want to make sure that you are Dustin. I'm going to see you at Monday Night Raw. I'm going to catch him in his blood.
All right, brother. Hey, you take care and have fun down there.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful down here.
Yeah.
I heard that you guys were getting more snow.
No, it's because it's the rain. That's going to clear it all away.
Yes. It's starting to rain, yeah.
All right, I will be back on February 1st, and I'll make sure I bring back the sunshine.
Sounds like a threat.
And the sunshine is safe.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. Well, Kathy, the listeners have spoken, and they are firmly believing that that is Rhea Ripley in the chat with us. So,
well, people still believe in Santa Claus, so it's all right.
Well, like I said, I just sent Buddy a text.
Yeah.
And he said there's a lot of people faking Rhea.
I wonder why.
And
Rhea fakes it?
Stop it.
No, people fake it.
Oh, people fake. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah. Regarding Rhea, I mean.
And Rhea and Buddy are engaged.
Well, Tora says that they're not getting married.
Well, they're not. They're just engaged. They're not married yet.
Yeah. Okay, here's a hypothetical scenario. There's a dollar bill in the middle of an intersection. There's four points coming together. At one point is Santa Claus. At the second point is the Easter Bunny. At the third one is Rhea Ripley from our chat. And at the fourth one is Rat Boy. Which one of them is going to get the dollar?
Rat Boy.
Why?
Yeah. Because he was raised on the streets.
Well, I mean, it's,
and he's real.
It is. Yes, that's exactly
right. Okay. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't want to admit it, but
yeah. Oh boy. FML tour. See, I knew we had a lot to talk about tonight. I just didn't know what it was going to be specifically.
Right. So what are your guys' thoughts on Cody Rhodes being that fan's best man? You think that's actually going to happen?
I thought that was stupid. You don't even know the guy's name.
No, you don't even know the guy's name.
Yeah.
It feels to me like it's engineered to maybe try to be like a viral thing that catches on and blows up. But it's like, at the end of the day, like, I mean, I don't know. To me, like, your best man should be somebody you're tight with above everybody in the world. And
yeah.
Right.
Instead it's a dude who
not a stranger with a neck tattoo.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, here comes a dude. Can you imagine everybody there who doesn't watch wrestling and has no clue who Cody Rhodes is? And here comes the best man. It's this dude with this weird American flag skull neck tattoo.
Yeah. Like Bruce Wirt.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, Bruce Wirt.
He's standing out at the altar with his ring gear on. He's not even in that.
Yeah.
In a tux.
The efficient.
And everybody else is short and fat in his wedding party, you know, except for Cody.
The efficient's going to try to talk him into going to rehab and getting his life together.
It's worse than Bruce Wirt, who tried to hire Howard Finkel to announce his wedding. That at least is a good idea. That appeals to more than just the wrestling fan, you know?
But wait, which wedding?
Oh, I don't remember. Second, third, something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Fourth, fifth.
Yeah. I think it was when Ric Flair first started with Wendy, so which wedding would that be? Probably the second.
For him? For Flair?
Yeah.
Was that like four?
I think so, yeah. I didn't know Bruce's first wife. It was probably the second. This was back when Ratboy used to climb on Howard Finkel's girlfriend's back and then Fink would get jealous and mad.
Second.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't even know where to begin with that one.
Don't. Yeah. Just don't, Matt. Don't.
You can't unpack this stuff, Matt.
Just treat it like it's radioactive and move away quickly.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't treat all this like it's real. It's like this, like, bizarre, like, it's like you had too much like fatty food before you went to bed, and now you're lucid dreaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the night sweats and the dreams. Yeah, and, yeah.
The meat sweats and the night sweats.
Oh, yeah.
So awful.
And I'm not just talking like a drunken slice of Elio's, you know. Like I'm talking the full meal. So.
So you're drinking half a gallon of canola oil before you go to sleep.
Oh, more importantly, I have a very hard time seeing Cody Rhodes as being that guy for WWE. Like, I look at that roster, right, and there were 8 or 9 people that get cheered like him. CM Punk, Seth Rollins, LA Knight, Randy Orton, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn when he comes back. That's 7 right there, and I'm sure I'm overlooking people.
Drew? Or is that just me?
Drew, yeah.
Drew, as a heel, is getting cheered.
Well, because they actually have a heel whose motivations actually make sense, and he doesn't seem like a crazy person.
Right. It's not like they just wrote him to be a heel this week.
Right. No, his motives and his reasoning are understandable, which is one of the things that's good about the way they've handled his heel turn.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it's almost a heel you can get behind, even though we're not supposed to get behind him.
Right. And these are the kind of things, this is like where Triple H is doing really well. Because like it's not like this obvious smack you in the face kind of thing. But when you look up and down that program, like almost everybody's getting over, which is really how it's supposed to be. During the Attitude Era, almost everybody was over.
Yeah, in some form. Fans wanted to see everybody. You know, you might not have wanted to see them all necessarily in the last 15 minutes of the show, but like, God, there was a period of time where people were excited to see X-Pac come out.
I made a head cheese sign. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, Al Snow and Steve Blackman, people like them. Like,
right. You know? So WWE, to their credit, is doing really well. I just don't understand what makes Cody stand out above everybody else. Is it because he talks very slowly and uses thesaurus words to drill home?
Because of his last name.
His points. Yeah.
Incorrectly, too, occasionally, which is even worse.
Right. I like Cody Rhodes. I do. I don't have a problem with Cody Rhodes at all. But I do have a problem with people intimating. Did I use that correctly? Intimating? I think I did. Yeah, they're intimating that Cody Rhodes deserves to be a main eventer just because he's one of 8 or 9 people that are getting cheered. I don't see it. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying he's not a bad. But when all you want to do is talk about the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, it reminds me that you're not Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. He. Randy Orton never made that mistake of being so attached to his father's name that.
Yeah.
You know, like you
well,
can
he got much bigger Randy, than him.
Well, right. Yes. But you can hear the name Randy Orton. And even back when he was newer and just starting out, he stood on his own 2 feet. You never, you know, nobody ever looked at him and was like, that's Cowboy Bob's son. Like, everybody looks at Cody, and you can't help but know that he's Dusty Rhodes' son because he brings it up in literally almost every promo.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's the problem that I have with it. You know, he's not Dusty Rhodes. You know who he is? Howard, Kathy, this will resonate with both of you. I think with you, Matt, but it might have been a little before your time. He's David Sammartino, is Cody Rhodes, with a push.
Yeah. With a better push.
Much better push. David Sammartino was a fine wrestler. His problem was that his dad was Bruno.
Right.
Exactly.
And he didn't have the he's Ted DiBiase Jr. There's another one. Or Joe Hennig. You know, not Curtis Axel. Parents. What'd you say?
I said Curtis Axel. Yeah, same thing. It's he's not
Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea that he wants to win the title because his dad never did is not a compelling reason to go after a championship. He's not doing it for himself. It's the presentation has always been, I'm going to finish the story, with the implication of the story being that Dusty Rhodes never held that title.
Right.
So it's like, it feels like, at least within storyline, it feels like he's chasing the approval of a man who can no longer give it to him.
Sure. Sure. Right, and a man who was infinitely more deserving of winning that title.
Right. So where would he, let's, you know, just fantasy book for a minute. Where would Cody Rhodes be if Dusty actually held, for however long, if he actually held either the WWF title or the WWF title, even for just a couple of months? Where would Cody Rhodes be on this roster today if that happened?
Well, I think he's good enough on the microphone that he'd still be getting a good push, and he'd be still be the son of the American Dream. But I, you know, they would just have a different kind of storyline to get him to that next level. To me, the whole thing feels very forced.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, it does feel forced. I agree.
I almost wish Derek would call in because I know he feels differently. I'm not even saying I want to see Cody over. I'm not even saying I want to see The Rock over Cody, because I mean, I would, but I realize for the betterment of the company, they need to move forward and start doing more with these younger stars. With that said, what's Cody? 40? 39?
38?
38?
I think.
Yeah, I thought he was
37, 38. Okay. So, now granted, people retire later than they used to. You know, like Shawn Michaels wrapped it up at what, 41, I think? You know, now people wrestle until their late 40s, usually, at least.
Yeah, and, you know, Ric Flair's wrestling until he's 85, so it's all good.
Yeah.
And at the rate we're going, we might only get a couple more years out of Kenny Omega. So it's hard to be sure.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, it depends
on if Triple H didn't have heart problems, he'd probably still be the champion. He would have beaten Roman by now. So I don't know. It's interesting. You know, it's all relative. Again, guys, the number to call in is, not a number. Sorry. Just go to callvoc.com. And we're starting to have issues now, as I kind of foresaw, with the cookies. So basically, you want to delete your cookies if it's giving you that 404 error. And then callvoc should take you right to the line where you can chat with us. You remember that old commercial, It's So Easy a Caveman Could Do It?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Rapway and Tora have not had a problem yet, guys. So I'm going to...
Did you see the follow-up commercial that's been out lately with the caveman?
Yeah, I did. That poor guy's having the nightmares.
He's having the nightmares.
Yeah.
They made a mockery of him.
They did? I didn't realize that was 20 years ago. I feel like that was like last year.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long ago either.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Some of us are. Am I right, Kathy? Not us.
Dude, I'm there.
All right.
Brady, before we go any further, I do want to thank you and the guys and everybody for the prayers and everything for my uncle. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming over to the memorial service. It was greatly appreciated. And, I just want to say thank you.
Of course, Kathy. Of course, you know, we've all been thinking about you a whole lot lately. So it's a lot you've been going through the last couple months. So, yeah. But all good. Let's take a quick commercial break. And then on the other side, we'll come back and we'll talk some more. callvoc.com is the number to call in. We'll be right back. See, I tried talking like Cody, but with not as much vocabulary, it doesn't work. Be right back.
Hey, this is the Total Package. Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
VOC Nation's own Stro Maestro suffered a major medical and financial catastrophe this year. From the VOC Nation family, to all of you, please continue to pray for Stro Maestro for his continued recovery. You can also donate to his cause, paypal.me/PapaStro. The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hick, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Works. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Bill After has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, Tony here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill After's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, After's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found a true world champion. I finally found...
What's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think, I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion. You know?
Hear exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill After, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiants?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it a loss.
Did have anything to do?
Well, yes, but the whole thing is this, that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network on VOCNation.com. Don't forget to call in tonight. Just visit callvoc.com. And if it's giving you a problem, just delete your cookies there and it should pop up. Callvoc.com. Brady Hicks here. I've got with me Matt and Howard as we enter the final stretch for the show. And, you know, I did want to talk a little bit about Kevin Patrick tonight because, you know, while he didn't stand out as, like, spectacular to me, I always felt like he kind of got a bum rap. He wasn't bad. And I wonder if, like, part of it wasn't having that Irish accent. Like, I could see Vince saying, well, Becky Lynch has that accent. We don't need two of those foreigners talking. The bad impression. But you know what I'm saying. I can't see Triple H doing that. But I wonder if in the back of their heads that isn't part of the issue.
He's
not bad.
I just think he was just he was just okay. And obviously he'll never be, you know, a Jerry Lawler or Jim Ross or any of those guys, Bobby Heenan. But he was I don't even think he's up there with Michael Cole, right? Yeah, well, I think he's better than Patrick, and you know, marginally better. But I think he's just he's okay.
I used to like that Jimmy Smith guy before him. He was only there for a year.
He was decent.
And the guy that left them and went to TNA, he's good. I can't think of his name. Doesn't matter.
I'm drawing a blank. It doesn't matter.
The rumor is, Matt, that they're going to go with that Vic Joseph guy that's on NXT. Who did Raw before. They weren't happy with him.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they should reach out to Mauro Ranallo and see if he's interested.
See, I would like that. And I feel like it would be a better environment for him now than it was the first time around.
It probably would be.
I would think, you know, because I mean, I have you ever seen his documentary? It's an amazing story. Because like a lot of people just think like, oh, he was bullied and he went away or whatever. He suffers from like manic depression. There's a documentary, it's on YouTube, you can find it. It's called The Bipolar Rock and Roller, and it's about him and his life and overcoming the challenges that he's had to become one of the best announcers in the business. And it's so interesting. It really is. It's God bless the guy that he has been able to work and make a living as long as he had. It's pretty cool stuff. I definitely recommend it. Again, it's called The Bipolar Rock and Roller. You can find it on YouTube. It's basically the Mauro Ranallo story. So, I liked him a lot. I was happy with him. I don't even know what he's doing now. Like, he does, like, MMA or something, or boxing, doesn't he?
He's with Bellator, isn't he, I think?
Is it Bellator?
Yeah, okay. He's with Bellator, yeah.
Yeah. The fans certainly liked him. I used to like how he threw in pop culture references with everything.
He was great. I always thought that was cool. In yeah. NXT, where, you know, he didn't have Vince breathing down his throat. Or breathing down his neck, I'm sorry. He wasn't
down
quite
your throat, damn it.
God.
Bring back Joey Styles.
There you go. He is technically employed with them still, I think.
Is he?
He's in the office, I think.
Can he beat up JBL again if they bring him back out
I'm
there?
Sure he could. Sure he could.
Legendary tough guy, JBL.
Yeah. Who lost to the Meanie and lost to Joey Styles, right?
He probably lost a few others in there that we're forgetting or don't know about.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did. You know, got a target on his back, poor guy.
But, yeah. but I was listening to an older Stone Cold podcast, obviously, because Scott Hall was on it. And he was talking about his career. And I never realized, I mean, I knew, you know, he was ripping off Scarface, and Vince had never seen Scarface with the Razor Ramon.
Right. That was but funny.
He got the Razor part, but did you know the backstory to how he got Ramon as the last name?
No.
This is what Scott Hall was saying. He said when he pitched the idea to him, Vince said, okay, well, what's your name? He's like, it'll be Razor. He's like, well, what's your last name? He's like, let me get back to you. He's like, I like it. I just need something to go with Razor. He said he was in the bathroom taking a leak, and at the sink, Tito Santana was washing his hands. And he looked over at Tito and said, I need a last name that begins with R. And Tito said, Ramon. And he said, and the rest is history.
That's it. Tito Santana.
That's great.
In the men's room, Tito Santana birthed Razor Ramon.
Now, I can only assume that the guy from The Authors of Pain, Rizar and Akam, I can only assume that Rizar didn't have Tito Santana in the bathroom to talk to.
Right. You see what happens?
Yeah. So, similarly, neither Bushwhacker Butch nor Pete Dunne had Tito Santana in the bathroom to help with their last name. How stupid is that some people need a last name and others don't?
Yeah.
And particularly the women almost never need last names unless they're good wrestlers. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like you earn your last name by picking a win.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. You have to have 25 wins before you get a last name.
Yeah. Well, shut up, Candace, and keep wrestling.
So what does it mean if you get a last name but they take away your first name?
Oh, well, that's a whole different.
Yeah,
they did that to Austin Theory, right? And they did it to Pac back when he was Adrian Neville.
They've done it to many people.
God, the indignity Goldberg. Of it all. Yeah, he was Bill Goldberg for like 2 weeks, and then that was the end of that.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
Yeah, that's funny. I never know what goes through their heads when they pick names. I have often wondered that. I always thought that's got to be the best job in WWE, though, because it takes almost no effort. You just have to, like, come up with something that really hasn't been said and make that a name. It's really quite easy. And if you really get into trouble, you just swap the name around and add, like, son. Like if I were to sign with WWE, I assume I would be Hick Bradyson. That would probably be my name.
Or maybe even better, you could have been Hicks and Brady.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Then I'd have R-Truth making jokes, you know.
But I love that R-Truth is back. I think the guy doesn't get enough credit, you know, for doing what he does.
If it were me, I would have him challenge for one of the two titles because people love him.
Oh, absolutely. Doing
this for so long. I remember years ago I was cheering for a heel R-Truth to beat John Cena for the title.
Yeah. Yep.
Like back cheering when
little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now little Jimmy's married with four kids. He's unemployed. Poor little Jimmy.
Yeah. Little Jimmy, don't even bother to call him up. You know,
I mean, the stuff that he's doing with Judgment Day is world. Like when he came back and they had him just being goofy in the back with like Alpha Academy and Diamond Mine and like just doing the clown car show with them. I was like, this stuff is not funny. It's the Judgment Day stuff is so much better.
Yeah.
If that's the direction you want to go in with your humor with him, this is the way to go.
And I think it's funny that J.D. McDonagh is the only one that seems pissed off about it.
I think that worked.
I mean, he had to work so hard to get in.
Yeah.
And Truth just sold some t-shirts in the parking lot that made everybody some money.
Right. That's the kind of stuff they used to do during the Attitude Era, though. Like, that storyline would fit right in.
It would. It would.
Yep. Yep.
It's funny that Vince stopped leaning on stuff like that entirely.
Yeah.
And he just went with some of the, like, the most rote and banal things that he could come up with.
Yep.
For decades, he did that.
I know. Well, it's like, you know, you remember, like, the mid-90s before the Attitude Era really took off, when they had, you know, hockey players and plumbers and dentists and, like, basically occupations were wrestlers instead of, like, the occupation being a wrestler or a fighter, which made more sense. And Vince always swore he'd never go back to that. And what he did was actually less creative, because he just started having everybody use their real names or some form of their real name, and wrote them all to be the exact same person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I always said, if Vince McMahon went unchecked, the roster today would just be full of 75 guys that look like Chris Masters and 25 women that look like
Trish Stratus.
I was going to say Kelly Kelly, but yeah, Trish Stratus. Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah. It's a brand new day.
Yeah. Listener Tim is like Dr. Yankum. Yep. I remember Tim. Didn't forget about Dr. Isaac Yankum. DDS. I actually think he's still practicing in South Jersey. Last I heard. He's looking at some people's teeth, you know. I assume it's him. I'm only playing. Do you think there's anybody with, like, a job gimmick that would work in today's wrestling? Besides the Hitman, who wasn't really a Hitman?
Would Brooklyn Brawler count?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that. If he didn't get old, he probably would still be
around. Just be a piece of, like, street trash who all you care about is beating people up? If that's the job, then I think it could work.
I assume he was doing, like, collections for, like, illegal gambling outfits. That's what I assumed he was doing. But
you know what? That would actually make sense.
Because he wore the Yankees jersey all ripped up. Ironically, the Yankees didn't play in Brooklyn, but, I mean, who's going to tell him that, you know?
You're right. he didn't figure out he's supposed to be rooting for the Mets.
Yeah.
If he had a throwback Brooklyn Dodgers ripped up shirt, would have worked, but
yeah, get an old Brooklyn Dodgers jersey on him from like 1947.
There you go. Yeah, I was trying to think. I don't think any. You know what they could have made more out of, I think, that they didn't really? And, like, I think they really could have. It was a cool idea, just not executed very well, and probably was a little miscast, was the Body Donis. The whole, like, fitness guru thing.
Yeah, that was a dumb
thing. I think that one had legs. I think it was
really?
Just... I think it... No, I thought it had legs. Yeah, like, I think that's something that could work today. Like, they weren't arrogant enough. And everybody knew who Chris Candido and Sonny were, so it was like...
Right, it didn't make sense at that point.
Yeah, you would have had to put, like, two new people in that persona, but I think it would have worked. They could have been arrogant and, like, talking bad about the fan. Not unlike what Chad Gable used to do when he was a bad guy. I don't know, that's just me. I also had a special part in my place in my heart for Doink. Probably because because of the friendship with Matt Bourne when I had it. But I mean, I don't know, the whole idea of a, like everyone used to say, like wrestling was like a circus, you know, it was ridiculous, right, with the gimmicks. They're all clowns. And then they literally brought in a wrestling clown. And his first year there, was pretty damn good. Really, until they turned him babyface. And I'm talking about the persona. Obviously, Matt Bourne wasn't there the whole time.
Right.
But doing the character as a heel, as a sadistic clown, without midget friends chasing him around and all that stuff, I think it worked. He used to do, like, mean pranks.
Yes.
And then he'd go in there and he'd hold his own against, like, Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels.
But yeah, I think that gimmick only works as a heel. You can't, you know, because
yeah, he had to be a dark clown.
Had to be dark.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't work with our listeners, Matt. Like, none of them are heels. You know?
Well, you know what, Brady? The best heels are the ones who think they're actually the good guys.
That's true. That's true. And the snarkiest good guys are the ones that think that they're heels.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, Hunter never was a good guy to me, even when he said he was.
No, because he was always a jerk.
He ran down everybody. He's snarky. Right.
He was an.
He's allowed to say things that other people aren't.
Oh my god! And it just reeked of nepotism. But
yeah,
what are you gonna do when you're married to a boss's daughter?
People hated him for it.
Yeah.
Believe me, if I would have thought to kidnap Stephanie, use some ether to knock her out, and then marry her in a drive-through chapel, back then, if I had the resources, Matt, it could have been me. It
could have been you, Brady.
Could have been.
I mean, do you think Triple H would have been put in the position that he was put in, at least for as long as he was in it, if he hadn't been married to the boss's daughter?
I think it would have taken a lot longer. I think he might have gotten there.
I mean, even now, I would not say that he's ever been a linchpin of the company. I think he's been a stable presence in the company for a long time. But outside of the early 2000s, when he was like the foil for like Austin and The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, he's never been the face of the company or anything like that.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, on screen, he's never been the face of the company. You're right. Like, he's always been that like 2A at best, maybe 3, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like
the number of title reigns and everything.
People get upset really when I say this, but The Undertaker was really never the number one.
No, he wasn't.
You always had like Hulk Hogan, you had Bret, you had Shawn, you had Stone Cold, The Rock, you had John Cena and Kurt Angle. That The Undertaker was always like the guy that you don't mess with, but he was never like the number one guy in the company.
He was never portrayed that way, ever.
Yeah.
And if you were watching wrestling from 91 until, when did he retire? Like 3 years ago? Like, no, he was always portrayed as a big deal, but he was never portrayed as the number one guy in the company.
Right. Right. In fact, in a lot of ways, the streak was bigger than he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as Hunter goes, I think he was valued for his mind. Like, he had that Pat Patterson-like gift to understand the best way to present things and the best way to tell a story in a match and things like that.
Yes.
And I think that became even more valuable when Pat Patterson passed. And that's why he's so high up now.
Right.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's my opinion. He had like that Pat Patterson does. We're going to be talking about him someday when he's gone, like we talk about like Pat Patterson or Dusty Rhodes.
Right. But I remember he was, when he told The Undertaker that he was dating Stephanie and things were getting serious, he's like, you know, he's just kind of letting The Undertaker know, because, you know, Taker being the leader of the locker room and everything. And Taker told him, you better hope to God this thing never goes sideways. You'll never wrestle again if this doesn't work out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't it true that Vince told her never to date the wrestlers?
Yeah, never date a wrestler.
Yeah. It's because he wanted to date her himself. No, I shouldn't say that.
I shouldn't say that. Allegedly, he said that to Rita Chatterton, too.
Really? Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I never wanted to date her, just make out with her once or twice. Maybe more. Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know. Think we're good. You guys got anything else?
No, I think we've run this course as far as we can go.
It was some good conversation at the end. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we took this one to the end of the road tonight.
We did.
We're stopping short of the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. Matt, anything that you wanted to plug before we get out of here?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. How about you, Howard?
Just Thursday night, WCW Retro. We'll be back. Eight.
You're kind of dropping out there. Try that again. All right, you're just having trouble with your line. I'm just going to I think we're having tech issues all around here. WCW Retro this Thursday night, 8 Eastern, right here on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Check it out on VOCNation.com. Just click the little schedule tab. Live and on-demand programming just about every day of the week. Tomorrow night, Rock and Roll Union at 7 with CT McManus. Thursday, WCW Retro at 8 Eastern. Friday, I believe. I don't know what's happening with Top Rope Radio. They'll be back at some point, I think. Check us out for new episodes of Wrestling with History with my former broadcast colleague, voice of choice Bruce Word and Namar Wells, and bumps and thumps this weekend as always, so be sure to check out all the great stuff, vocnation.com, and that's going to do it. From my end, thank you to all the listeners, thank you to all the callers, the best crew I could ever ask for, and ECWA Super 8 tournament is March 23rd, so literally 2 months from today, and I'm going to work on getting some guests for that, so we'll have some fun with it. Always a good time. For tickets and information at ECWAWrestling.com. But that's going to do it. Everybody, take care. Be good to each other. Love you all. Bye-bye.